Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
My two producers, Drew and Andrew, Drew and Colin, tell me, one of you weigh in about this restaurant because you both have come back and raved about it.
Yeah, I remember last year when we first had them on, I heard about the restaurant. I realized I lived relatively close to it, so I decided, let me just walk on over and try it. And I immediately texted Chef Takadena that I was like, oh, this was great. I immediately followed up with that. It was super good.
Chef, how do you like when somebody does a radio interview and then they text you later and use your private phone number?
I'm honored. I appreciate all the love that we've gotten, especially from you guys, and we couldn't thank you enough.
Well, it's your 1 year anniversary, and of course, restaurants have been top of mind in Chicago this week. Everybody is talking about the razor thin margins, and you know better than anyone, keeping a restaurant alive for a year in a city of this size, it takes a lot of grit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. I certainly have learned a lot of lessons along the way, for sure.
Yeah, and tell everybody what you focus on.
We focus, especially just as a business, I'd like to say that we're hospitality first. Of course, we have a wonderful food menu, and I love to hear that everyone loves the food. But I think we focus on the people, we focus on the community, and it's been given back to us in spades.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you, Chef. My father was a grunt in World War II. He lost his brother there. He spent a lot of time on the front line. And I was born many, many, many years later. Spam was outlawed in our house. He would be like, there will never be spam in this house, because there are many days on end that was all he was given to eat. And then when I started talking to you last year and I heard about it, am I saying it right, Musubi?
Musubi.
Yeah. And then, you know, Drew and Colin are like, it's great. So tell everybody what that is.
Yeah. So musubi is basically a block of rice. Spam musubi is the most common and most popular. So we take a block of rice, we season it with furikake, and then we take spam and we grill it. We kind of baste it with this sugar and soy sauce mixture, and then it goes onto the rice wrapped in a piece of nori. But to your point, I think some people have some trouble approaching it at first, but I promise you it's delicious.
Yeah, I was at the Salt Shed and had a pop-up food truck or something, and I was with a friend and they had something along those lines, but maybe just spam over rice. And I tasted it and I thought, hey, I think I've been denied.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it's one of those things where when you have it, you can't really deny how good it is, but that's obviously incredibly biased. And to your point, you know, I think a lot of it was a stigma. There's a really cool history. I won't, you know, dive into that because I could talk about it for hours. But, you know, spam, as you said, was an army ration. It was K rations given out to the soldiers in World War II. And Japanese, Hawaiian, Filipino soldiers, they took it back to the state of Hawaii after the war. And we just fell in love with it, right? Kind of making something out of nothing, so to speak.
And people are clamoring about what you're serving. They love the restaurant. It's called Kanin. That's K-A-N-I-N. Tell everybody where you're located.
Damon and Foster, 5131 North Damon, right across the street from Amundsen High School.
And it's not your traditional restaurant, right? They're going to experience something different when they walk in. Tell them about that.
Yeah. Someone threw out the word bodega when we first opened. That's probably a really good way to set your expectations, rather. We're a small place. We focus on grab and go. We do have a few tables. You can also grab a seat at our sister shop, which is Side Practice Coffee, which is right next door. They got a lot more seating than we do. But what you can expect is quick, fast, and delicious food. We have our musubis and our desserts ready to go. You can typically get in and out in minutes, even if there's a line. We have made-to-order bento boxes as well. Those take a few more minutes because we like to make everything as fresh as we possibly can. But those are also really, really good as well.
And are you the first chef to bring this to Chicago and make it widely available?
Oh, no, no, no. I certainly don't want to take that distinction. There's plenty of folks that have taken this here before us. A big shout out to a lot of my fellow Kamaʻaina folks from Hawaii. The Local Boy, Aloha Eats, Aloha Wagon. There's quite a few places that have spam musubi on their menu. I would probably say, are the first to make it our focus, right? But we're certainly not the first to just have it over.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember when you opened last year and how many people were waiting in line just to get in.
It was a bit surreal. It's still one of my favorite memories and also one of my most daunting. But it kind of threw us for a loop, but we've certainly, I think, learned from it and gotten a lot more better and efficient with just how we run the place now.
Congratulations on your 1 year anniversary.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for joining us. And the guys, they rave about it. Chef Julius Takadina, owner of Kanin, that's K-A-N-I-N.